AKA on this one, the Super Mega himself. Alongside him is Gemini Major. It's titled Energy. Bring us to exactly 36 after 10. We joined by Campus Health. It's a Tuesday, a Lifestyle Tuesday. Today we are talking everything TB. The treatment, what it's caused by, some of the symptoms, and you know, some of the treatment that you actually take when you have TB. And before we went on a break, we were talking to Sister Sebenzile and Obut Ulebogeng from Campus Health, and we're asking them all those questions. I did ask if you have any question, pose them to us on our social media platforms. It is at UJFM, hashtagging The Urban Brunch. Alternatively, you can send us a voice note on 081-725-5228. So while we're off air, actually, I was asking Sister Sebenzile and Obut Ulebogeng about who actually tests for TB. Is it someone that has symptoms? Like now with COVID, they tell you that only go for testing if you know you feel like you have symptoms or you feel like you've come into contact with someone. So who actually goes for TB testing? Is it someone, you know, that smokes and feels like their chest is a bit heavy, someone that is coughing, someone with symptoms, or you can just go for, you know, like you go to the dentist just for regular checkup and check if you have TB?
Okay, thank you for the question, Fifi. Remember, when you get to the clinic, the Campus Health, what we'll do, we'll screen for TB. We'll ask you questions, whether you're coughing, the night sweats, all those signs that we talked about earlier. And then if it happens that we have one of the signs, maybe cough, then we will therefore suggest that you go for testing at the City of Joburg clinics. Because we don't test at the Campus Health, but we do screen the students.
As well, if you're a contact of a TB patient, so if somebody that you're staying with or working with has TB, automatically you qualify for a TB test with or without symptoms.
Yeah. And if I've ever been, you know, infected with TB, can it infect me again? Or does my body become immune to it after my body, the treatment has helped me with it? After it's cured, can I get it again if I'm not taking good care of myself? Or is it something that just gets immune to the body?
Unfortunately, you can get TB several times after you've completed, even after you've completed treatment. But we try these programs, TB preventative therapy, that is available for HIV positive patients for now. And as well, after you've completed TB treatment and you're HIV positive, we do offer TB preventative therapy to avoid another episode of TB. After.
And I think a question that everyone always asks, you know, Sister Sebenzile and Obut Ulebogeng, is it always people that are infected with HIV that get TB? Or when you have TB, does it mean that you either have HIV or something is happening in your body? Or sometimes it doesn't even have anything to do with you contracting HIV and AIDS?
Yeah, interesting. And that's mainly a question that people ask, to say when they used to diagnose people when you have TB, they will automatically say, no, this one
unale HIV, yes.
And it's not like that. I also suffered from TB. I think it was in 2007, and when HIV was still new then, having the same symptoms as an HIV positive person. So people will be saying you are HIV positive. And then that also, I think it impacts also on people going to the clinic for treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Because of now they start to be stigmatized to say this one is having HIV. But anyone can get TB, anyone. Yeah. Whether you are HIV positive or you are not HIV positive. Even children can get TB.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the things you think our government has put into place? Because I know, you know, at public clinics, I'm sure you can get tested for free and you get free treatment as well. But what are some of the measures that our government has put into place, seeing that anyone can actually be infected? I know from a kid as young as a newborn baby can actually be born with TB or contract TB. So what is the government doing to actually ensure that, you know, it's... Because it's a serious, I think it's part of a pandemic, if not a pandemic on its own.
Mm-hmm. That's so true, Fifi. There's so much that the government has done with TB. Remember, TB is an old illness.
Yes.
Way longer than HIV or COVID and whatever. So remember, when a child is born, the first vaccination they receive is vaccination against TB. It's called BCG.
Yes.
So So, and then as everyone grows, whenever you go to a health facility, you need to be screened for TB at every visit. So regardless whether I come Monday, Wednesday and Friday to the clinic, I need to be screened. So they provided TB screening services. And all the health facilities in South Africa have access to TB testing, meaning that laboratory investigations that we are doing for TB, they are available in all our healthcare facilities. The treatment is free, whether you go to a private doctor or you go to a private clinic. They usually refer to a public clinic where you go and get your TB treatment. So standard treatment is free. And what we would say is, with South Africa, we have one of the best TB treatment regimens in the whole world. So whenever you get TB, if you complete the treatment, you should be fine, you should be cured. So there's so much, like I'm talking about your TB preventative therapy that is available. So, and the treatment is free. And we also go to the extent of looking for contacts and making sure that contacts are screened, the contacts are giving treatment. By a contact, meaning anyone who must have been exposed to this person who's having TB and who could be possibly the one who had infected the person in the first place. So they also get access to treatment. So you get people who go around tracing, just like with COVID. And just now what they did, you know the COVID helpline?
Yes.
There's a WhatsApp number that is 060-123-456. You can use that number, WhatsApp, the term TB, just T, capital T and capital B. Then they'll tell you everything about TB, as well as screen you for TB. So there's quite a lot that the government is doing for TB. Yeah.
And also, you know, speaking of pregnant women or, you know, newborn babies, is the testing that a pregnant woman gets the same one that I will get even if I'm not pregnant? And is it also safe for them as pregnant women? And do they also get the same treatment as someone that is not pregnant?
Yes, the test is a sputum test. So if you can cough, I mean, if you are pregnant, you can just take the sputum out and we will do the rest. So it's definitely safe for pregnant women. It's the same as any other person. But I think there's limitations when it comes to x-rays, other tests like x-rays, then the baby maybe might be compromised. And the treatment is quite the same. Treatment for TB is safe in pregnancy. It's just that immediately when the baby is born, the baby also needs to be tested so that they don't get immediately vaccinated, yeah, and they need to be treated if they are infected. So it's more or less the same, but you just need to know if you are pregnant or not, so you have the same access to everything.
And you know, there's, I think every disease or infection always gets attached to certain stigmas and myths around them. And I always say, I think it's best to have our professionals and experts bust all these myths that people come up with, you know. So I think the first one we busted, you said it doesn't mean that if you have TB or Bitulebogeng, it doesn't mean that, you know, that you have HIV positive or that you're even going to get it. It's two different things, and it can anyone that that can actually get it. Another myth actually says that TB can only infect people in a socio-economic group, so like poor people only.
No,
that's not true.
The other one says, if I don't have TB symptoms, I don't have TB. I think that one you also answered and said no, that is not true. And I think that is it. Oh, and then the last one is, the presence of TB infection in the lung predisposes to the development of lung cancer.
Whew, that's no, that's not true.
It's not true.
Yeah, it's not true. It doesn't predispose you to lung cancer. And there's not quite a number of patients who are TB patients who develop lung cancer. Although the other way around, yes, because the lungs are compromised, mostly would develop TB, but not the other way, not with TB to lung cancer.
And I think we'll take the last one that says people that are smokers are at more high risk to contract TB.
That's true. Very true.
That's how we wrap it up. That's how we wrap it up today. We're talking everything TB with Campus Health. The conversations does still continue on our social media platforms at UJFM, hashtagging The Urban Brunch. I don't know, Bitulebogeng, Sister Sebenzile, if there's anything that I left out that you guys would like to share with us just before I let you go.
Okay, I think the reason mostly we are here in March is because we are commemorating the TB, Well Stop TB Month, for the whole month of March. And as the city, we are hosting different webinars starting this Friday, where on Friday on the 19th, we'll be having a webinar supported by the city of Joburg, talking about TB amongst healthcare workers and COVID. And then next week, Friday, we'll also have another one that talks about TB and COVID amongst the communities. So, yes, the reason we are here mostly is because it's TB month.
Yes.
And we want to create as much awareness on TB as possible.
So people that want to get involved in the webinars or be part of the webinars, where can they get the links or get in touch with you guys?
We use the same WhatsApp number as the COVID-19. As you are getting all that information, they give you an option. So we'll be able to give that.
So you're saying that they're starting from Friday and they're going throughout the March?
The month of March until the 24th. And also they can use the city's website to get the link to the webinars.
Just before we let Sister Sebenzile leave, we'll take all this information down and we will write it down on our social media platforms as UJFM, so you have access to them. And if you want to be part of the webinars, you find yourself a part of them. And I'm sure you can also catch them. They're saying they use the same number as the COVID-19 helpline number. So I'm sure it's very, very easy for you to get in contact with them. Thank you so much.
All right, from Campus Health, I just want to encourage students to say, as we are 4IR champions, we now using online booking. If you remember, you used to go to the clinic or
to book, yes.
Yeah, so we also have the, you go to UJ Link and then you book over online. And then we still have in the ER24. If you have an emergency, you call ER24, they'll come and assist, or you call 2555 and then they will come and take you maybe to the clinic so that we can be able to assist you.
And you were talking when you arrived about how, you know, also you guys are in the pipelines of working towards Campus Health actually also offering us as students treatment for TB instead of us having to, you know, outsource and go to other hospitals or clinics.
Yes, we're trying. We are in the pipeline of, because health is a comprehensive thing. So we're trying to get all these programs together. And then once it is up and running, obviously we'll be the first to know, so we can be able to give the information to our people, to the UJ community.
So remember, UJ is leading 4IR, so don't forget yourself. If you want to book yourself an appointment with Campus Health, you can just go on your U-Link and also book yourself an appointment. I don't know if I'm right, but the last time I heard, if you book via your phone, the appointment needs to be for the same day.
Yes, you don't pre-book.
So just go on to your U-Link. You can set an appointment for yourself. And remember, you can get screened, but you can't get tested for TB at Campus Health. But they will refer you to the necessary people that need to help you. But for now, I have to let go of Sister Sebenzile and Obutule Bukeng. Thank you so much, Campus Health, for making and being very loyal to the Urban Branch every Tuesday. It means so much. We're back again Tuesday with them next week to talk about something that's more interesting. But for now, it's exactly 49 after 9. On the other side of this, we get straight into our guest, the artist for this morning.
Thank you.
Let's get up, get active, and let's do this together. The UJ Gym at APK and Soweto campus is now open. Gym play-